ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, and the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight, my honorable brothers, is the 11th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1440, in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, South Africa, and most parts of the world. And we say Alhamdulillah that most countries, their calendar now is corresponding to one another. This also is a great bounty and favor of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. It's a daily phenomenon that before the disk of the sun appears, then we see on the horizon already the light appearing to inform us that just now we will see the disk of the sun appearing. Tonight's topic is Irhasatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the meaning of Irhasat? We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is informing humanity that prior to the Honorable Mubarak Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Honorable birth of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, certain extraordinary events and incidents will take place prior to the Mubarak birth and the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is what we will be discussing tonight inshaAllah. It is about 50-55 days prior to the Mubarak birth of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a person, his name is Abraha, and he was in Yemen. And from time immemorial, you find that from time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, people who'd come to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, and perform Hajj. If you open Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah's Hadith Kitab, you will find that Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam performed 10 Hajj. 10 times he came for Hajj, min al-Hind, from what we call the Greater India region. That is what we call today India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Marshian. So walking he came from India to Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafa. So from time immemorial, great, great people, Anbiya and ordinary mortals were performing the Hajj. So this person, Abraha, because of jealousy, envy, he decided that no, I need to demolish this Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafa, Allah forbid. See how near he came. When we speak of the Haram Sharif, you know, mashallah, our brothers, they drive the BMW, M3, 3M, whatever you call. So M3, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah. So take these three M's and that constitutes the Haram. Arafat, all that is out of the Haram Sharif. So he came, Abraha, with his huge, huge, big, big elephants. And if you go between Muzdalifah and Mina, even today, you will see the board is there, Muzdalifah ends there. And then you will see it's like a no man's land. And thereafter, maybe 200-300 meters in front, then you will see that there's another board and telling you Mina begins here. So it shows that that area there, that is called Wadi Muhassar. And that is where this incident took place. And all of us here, assume and presume, we know the Surah by heart. And that is Surah Al-Fil, the elephant. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us about Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's birth Mubarak. Therefore there is ijma and consensus on this issue. In Arabic we say, وُلِدَ النَّبِيُّ سَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ الْفِيلِ. The Mubarak birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam took place in the year of the elephant. So what do we find? When he came there, between Muzdalifah and Mina, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala described it, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak birth must still take place. But Allah Jalla Wala is asking a question. Alam tara, what did you not see? Meaning, don't you know? Kayfa fala rabbuka bi ashabil fil? What Almighty Allah Jalla Wala did with the companions of the elephant. So today, we see people are plotting, planning against Islam and Muslims. So Almighty Allah teaches us. Alam yajal kaydahum fi tadlil? Did not Almighty Allah Jalla Wala destroy all their ambitions, all their plotting, planning and schemes? Whenever people want to plot and plan against us, brothers, remember this one verse. Allah is giving us guarantee. Surah 40, verse 44. Surah 40, verse 44. We know this person, that person are plotting, planning against us. You say, I must say, Surah 40, verse 44, وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. O Almighty Allah, I'm handing over my matters and affairs to you. Verily, Almighty Allah is all observing over his servants. In the very next verse, what Allah says, Surah 40, verse 45, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. Almighty Allah will save and protect that person from those people who are plotting and planning against you. Simple prescription from the noble Quran. Everyone should memorize it. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Ya Allah, mere tamam kaam, maine to support kar diya aapko. I handed it over to you. See how Allah Ta'ala will change the situation. That person there will become humiliated. In time of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, same thing happened. They wanted to humiliate Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, and Almighty Allah states, فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ. Almighty Allah made them the losers, and Almighty Allah humiliated them. So Almighty Allah states, وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرَ نَبَابِيلَ. Subhanallah, this is the power. Kudrat ka karishma hai, this is the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We see big, big, huge, huge elephants who came from Yemen. And this was the aim Allah forbid, to destroy, demolish the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. Allah Jalla Wala selects whatever He wants to. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَابُ. Allah creates whatever He wants to. He selects whatever He wants to. Almighty Allah chose the small, small birds, the ababil. And what they did? They're flying around there. تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّنْ سِجِّيلِ. From on top, they're throwing down. You must remember, there where the elephants are. Subhanallah, we see. That Almighty Allah did it such, they're throwing down the brimstones, and the elephants are getting destroyed. All their napak and their ulterior motive, their agenda, everything torn and in tatters, finished. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, remember, protected the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. We know the story very, very well about the elephants. So this happened approximately 50, 55 days prior to the Mubarak Milad of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we call this Irhasat, one of the extraordinary events. Irhas means that the preparation for a great and one of the greatest incidents in the history of humankind, and that is the Mubarak birth of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We see, we study the lineage of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, and we find one side, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honorable father Abdullah. On the other side, the Honorable Mother, Sayyida Amina. Remember, generation to generation, No one was involved in any illicit relationship. It was park pure all right through. So from there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak took place. And prior to the Milad Mubarak, we find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable father, his demise took place. But what happened with the mother? The hadith is in Musnad Ahmad. And see, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is relating the incident. What did the master alayhi salam say? Ana da'watu Ibrahim. I am as a result of the dua of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam reconstruct the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. And lo and behold, they went around 7 times. To see there's no defect in the structure. Almighty Allah loved it so much. Oh people, you're coming for Umrah, you're coming for Hajj, you also must go around the Baytullah 7 times. Today the non-Muslims on the TV, they see the Muslims going round and round. So normally in Q&A they ask the question, why you Muslims go round and round the Baytullah? So I tell them 3 answers. I tell them, number one, when our clothing is dirty, we take the clothing, place it in a washing machine, so it goes round and round and comes out white and clean. So the Muslim, he goes round and round the Baytullah, and we come out pure and purified and cleansed from our sins. Second one, why do we go anti-clockwise? See, Ijazul Qur'an, the miracle of Qur'an, brothers. Second one, we go round and round because our hearts are saturated with the love of this world. See now this Friday coming. We as Muslims must not use this term. People are calling this Friday that will come Black Friday. Because they're going to empty all our pockets and wallets and purses and everything. So you must like black market, you know, and blackmail. So all good. So remember for us, every Friday is a Nurani Friday. Remember that. It's Sayyidul Ayyam. The only day of the week Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala dedicated an entire surah in the Noble Quran. Suratul Jumu'ah, Surah 62, 11 verses in the Noble Quran in that surah. So remember, we should not use these type of terms. So when our hearts are saturated with the love of consumerism, materialism, so now we go anti-clockwise. Why we go anti-clockwise? So the heart is nearer to the Baytullah. Ya Allah, mere dil ko labrez farma dijiye apne muhabbat se. Ya Allah, saturate my heart with your love, O Almighty Allah. Wallazina amanu ashaddu hubba lillah. O Allah, you got iman. They love Almighty Allah unlimited. Love Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam unlimited. Ijazul Quran, there's some doctors here, I'm sure, in this masjid now. You are a medical doctor. When did you discover this? Quran Kareem spoke of this more than 1400 years ago. Husband, wife meet. And then you must remember, after husband, wife have met, then the semen, the sperm moves. How does the semen and sperm move? Min nutfatin amshaj. That semen and sperm moves amshaj, anti-clockwise. Oh masterpiece, oh insan, your very origin is anti-clockwise. So when you come to the most sacred and holiest place, then you also go anti-clockwise. And when you study the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, all the planets in the celestial creation, وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ, they all are going anti-clockwise. Who can understand and comprehend the power, the wisdom of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala? فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. So that is what it is all about. So we should understand. So Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua. After reconstructing the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, what dua? Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasula. Ya Allah, amongst the people who are here in Makkah Mukarrama, you send the final and the last messenger, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was referring to. Ana da'watu Ibrahim. I am the result of the dua of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We call it Makkah. If you go to the Bible, you will see Faran and all that. Today they interpolated the Bible and so forth. Anyway, وَبُشْرَى عِيسَى. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam is the last messenger of the Israelite prophets and messengers. Bukhari Sharif's hadith, between Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam, there's an intervening period of 600 years mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So remember, Nabi Isa alayhi salam is telling the people, enshrined in the noble Quran, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِي يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدِ. The final messenger alayhi salatu salam will come and his Mubarak name will be Ahmad sallallahu alayhi salam. Did we ever wonder about the two names mentioned? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam is mentioned four times. Muhammad, what we translate? The praised one. We must translate like this from Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one, that unique personality whom all might Allah praise the most in the entire creation. That is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And take Ahmad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam praising all might Allah the most. So it has both ways meaning. Allah praising the most and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam praising Allah the most. So remember Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once. Then, irhasat, extraordinary events and incidents prior to the Milad Mubarak, honorable birth of the Master alayhi salam. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Wara'at ummi annahu kharaja minha nur. Today when our mothers, our sisters conceive and they are expecting, you ask them, what you dreaming of? They will tell you they're dreaming of their gynecologists or dreaming of the nurses and all. So you must remember that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother says that I'm seeing nur emanating from me, from Makkah Mukarramah, and illuminating the places and the big places and towers in Sham, in the Levant, Syria, Jordan, Palestine, Lebanon. From Makkah Mukarramah, she's seeing the nur and the radiance and effulgence traveling to all these parts of the world. Our Qarisa read now, if you only understood the Urdu language, what was the mission message of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Surah 14 verse 1, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Oh you Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must take the people out from the various darknesses in which they are groping in, and bring them to the light and to the radiance and effulgence and the celestial light of Islam. That is what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's whole message was. So imagine prior to the Mubarak birth, the mother of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Amina, saw this nur emanating from her. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is confirming it, informing the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Our whole message is nur. People ask, how must we explain people, non-Muslims? So I always give them this easy example. Tell them these four or five things. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Allahu Nuru Samawati Wal Ard. Almighty Allah is the effulgence in the heavens and the earth. Just look around you. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَتُ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدُ. In every creation of Almighty Allah, everyone is showing us a lesson. There's only one supreme being. Look at the sunrise, sunset, look at your seasons, look at your rain, look at your flora, look at your fauna. Whatever you want to look at your marine life. You are here in Durban by the ocean. So all are indicating to the oneness, uniqueness, majesty, grandeur of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Who is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam message from starting to end is all nur, nur and nur. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah was asked, what is the definition of nur? This radiance, this effulgence, the celestial light. What is the definition? Today I received on my phone, I think you also must have received. They say load shedding is back in South Africa. I'm sure you also got a message. Load shedding is back in South Africa. 1, 2 hours, 5 hours, we don't have electricity. What a great panic we enter. Now we must do this, we must do that, adjust our timetable, our schedule. So we purchase the candles, we buy one candle, and then we want to ignite another 6, 10 candles. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came as one. Hajj time came, 124,000 sahaba, male, female, adults and children. That's in Arafat only, and today over 1 billion. So the noor, remember, of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message. So that is spreading throughout the whole world. I travel to many parts of the world. Just quickly, I digress for a moment. Few weeks ago, I was in Russia, in Moscow, and we read Jummah Salat there. In South Africa, if you know our history, 1794, 200 years prior to our democracy, you must remember, was the first masjid. You go to Boer Kaap, you will see the masjid there. Imam Tuanguru, rahimahullah, at Robben Island, wrote the Quran from memory. From the year 1781 to 1793. 1781 to 1793, 13 years he was incarcerated. From memory, he wrote. Yesterday we had a function. So Quran Khatam, my nephew's son, completed. So I told the brothers there, at least make dua for the person who wrote the first Quran Sharif in the history of South Africa. So from memory, at Robben Island. And his title, Imam Tuanguru Rahimahullah. Nevertheless, after his release from Robben Island, they built a masjid. 1794. That's 200 years before our democracy. Today in South Africa, we have more than 1,000 masajid, alhamdulillah. Musalla masajid. In the heart of Moscow, the capital, remember there's a masjid there. Basement and 4 floors, so 5 floors in total. When we went for Jummah there, plus minus approximately 25,000 people for Jummah Salat. Russia's population, 150 million. Muslim population, 25 million. Each time, my brothers, even Jummah, the police are right round because of, you know, security, whatever. So anyway, Eid ul-Fitr, Eid ul-Adha, in the heart of Moscow, 250,000 people come for Eid Salat. 250,000 people. The message of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Nurani message, the message filled with nur, radiance and effulgence, going to all parts of the world, nobody can stop it. It's a revolution. The churches are closing in the UK and the masajid are blossoming everywhere. Because our message is a Nurani message. It has a natural attraction. So remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is Nur. And remember, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's message is Nur. The Quran Sharif is Nur. Wa anzalna ilaykum nuran mubina. O Muslim, me and you, what are we? Afaman sharaha Allahu sadrahu lil Islam fahuwa ala nurin min Rabbi. Whosoever Almighty Allah has opened our hearts, you must remember that Allah Ta'ala has allowed through His mercy and grace for the radiance and effulgence to enter and penetrate the inner recesses of our heart with the nur. So we take this nur and we spread it. Yesterday's incident, if you heard. A pilot from Brazil. He's flying the plane. You know, when they go here and there, they have 2 pilots, sometimes 3 pilots. So he told his co-pilot, you take over, I want to do something. He's flying over Saudi Arabia. So there is Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah. Allah Ta'ala inspired him. He told his co-pilot and he told the people there, I want to recite the kalima and the formula to become a Muslim now, year and year. My heart is totally inspired. He read the kalima while the plane was moving, and it became a breaking story yesterday. This is Allah. How the nur on the land, on the sand, in the plane, wherever you move, subhanallah. So that is the message. So remember, all these things happen. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, honorable mother, seeing the nur. Today's world, what you are seeing, brothers, you see the mass media, they show you Muslim, Islam, If you're a person like me, AK, they will show you that every AK or every Muslim is getting an AK-47. You understand? He's a troublemaker, he's this, he's terrorist, he's this, all that. Almighty Allah warned us about this. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their function, their motive, their intention for the present and the future to extinguish the nur of Allah, the effulgence and radiance of Allah with their mouths, with their media. But Allah is telling me and you and every Muslim and person who loves justice and peace, وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Almighty Allah will let this nur spread to the whole world, even though the non-Muslims, they detest it and hate it. So that is why, brothers, me and you, we must ask Allah daily. This is sunnatun nabawiyya, the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is a sunnah? We emerge from our homes, we come to the masjid fajr time. So what you ask? This is sunnah, learn. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read, Allahumma jal fi qalbi nura, wa fi sam'i nura, wa fi basari nura, wa fi lisani nura, wa an yamini nura, wa shimali nura, wa amami nura, wa wara'i nura, wa fawqi nura, wa tahti nura, wa fi badani nura. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam setting the precedent, the nur has to spread. Ya Allah, place the nur and radiance and effulgence in my heart, in my ear, my hearing faculty, my seeing faculty, my tongue mubarak, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tongue mubarak. And ya Allah, my right, my left, in front, behind, be on top of me, behind me, my entire body, make me an embodiment of nur. So when I speak, when I touch, when I walk, whatever we do, we are spreading the nur everywhere. Imagine. What a powerful, potent message Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us. So one is the incident of the elephant. One is the incident of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, honorable mother. Third incident. Prior to the Mubarak birth of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are two big empires. You must remember, speaking of empire, let me give you another one lesson quickly. You see, 1979, the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan. And they said, these people here, they're orthodox and they're backward and all that, we'll finish them up in 1 week, 1 month, eat them up for breakfast, like, you know. They stayed there for 10 years, the whole Soviet Union disintegrated everything. You must remember, I went from Russia to Uzbekistan, Bukhara, Samarkand, Tashkent. One incident of Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, Imam Muhammad bin Ismail, lo and behold, when this Russian army, the Red Army, they were doing excavations and all that different places. Subhanallah, when they came to the grave of Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, one of the greatest people of his time in Hadith, so they found his body 100% intact. They said that leave this person and let us close it and put a nice big plug here. You see, propaganda people use. So they wrote some fairy tale story there and they said, the person who's buried here is a great communist leader. The person buried here is a great communist leader. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. So when we went, now a few weeks ago, 4 or 5 weeks ago, it was Jummah, I was there. So now they got the plaque there, mashallah, they give you the whole history of Imam Bukhari, the correct history. But in the starting, they only got independence on the 1st of September in Uzbekistan, 1991. So 27 years ago, they got independence. So brothers, see how Almighty Allah leaves these signs for us. So we must wonder, ponder. So it was an empire, Allah Ta'ala let it crumble in front of our eyes. See what happened. Now in time of Sahaba, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba, there was a Roman Empire, Persian Empire. The Persians were people who were Zoroastrians. They were fire worshippers. And they had the fire that was burning for centuries and centuries and centuries. Even now when I went to Russia, the Jummah, then after Jummah, one brother had a long story. So I told him, take me around. So he took me around. Just we met there by Allah's help. So we went to one place and he said, look at that fire there. This fire, they say, is burning for I don't know how many years and so forth. And they keep police there so nobody can go near it. So these are the people, you must remember, they want to show that their flame will last for many, many centuries. So this was the Persian Empire. The night when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam Milad Mubarak is going to take place, we find that that light got extinguished forever. Never again to burn again. إِذَا هَلَكَ كِسْرَى فَلَا كِسْرَى بَعْدَهُ. So one thing of the Persian Empire already extinguished. Subhanallah, it was considered their prized jewels. They have prized rubies, emeralds, call it whatever you want to. And they had big, big towers like, big, big, you understand, you know, all this exhibition. And it was 14 of them. Subhanallah, the night Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam honorable birth is going to take place. So all that start falling apart to pieces. So even their leader, he's wondering what happened. So he called all his confidants and said that these are the things that are happening. I first saw it in my dream, now I'm seeing it with my own eyes. That we are like disintegrating. So one person told him, yes, remember in Biladul Arab, in Arabistan, meaning that in Arab countries, they Makkah Mukarramah, that some personality will be born and he will become the means for our decline and we will then be defeated. For them to accept this is very difficult because they considered the Arabs to be out, you know, orthodox and backward and what have you at that time. How can they defeat us? But that is what happened. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu's time, we must remember, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's time, go read the history of Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, and remember if you go to Iraq today, I've been there, of the Persian Empire, Iran, Iraq, all these areas were under them. So you will find one wall there. And remember the Battle of Qadisiyah took place. Subhanallah. And you will see that one wall is still there. And as a nishani for them, that how they were defeated, Persian Empire fell, Roman Empire fell, all these things happened. So this was how Nabi alayhi salatu salam informed them that this will happen. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them when they were busy in the Khandak and they were digging the trench and subhanallah, big boulder was there and no one could, you know, break it into pieces. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah jalla wala. The Master alayhi salam came and struck it and said, this is a sign and nishani that one day, inshallah soon, there the Roman Empire will be blasted to smithereens. Then the Persian Empire. So all this Nabi alayhi salam is telling them. And if you study, go open the hadith kitab, Dalailun Nubuwa and so forth by Allama Bayhaqi rahimahullah. All this is mentioned in detail. So these are the irhasat, how Nabi alayhi salam told them of the incidents. And prior to the birth of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certain incidents took place. There is Buhayra. So there is a lake there, a big lake. Like you know, Buhayra means small ocean. So we call it lake. So Buhayra, and that water got totally dry the night Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam Mubarak birth took place. So these are not fairy tales, brothers, to show humanity that this water you got, these lights you got, this fire you got, all these are symbols of falsehood. And once the truth comes, جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَاقَ الْبَاطِلُ. Once the truth comes, then the batil, the falsehood must perish. Because remember, falsehood is what? إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. That remember, falsehood is such, that by nature such it is, it must perish. Now the question comes, what was the need for the final and last messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to come to this world? For what? Anything in Islam, there must be a rationale. There must be a reason. So what was the reason and the rationale for that? See, brothers, people ask, this is very good if you understand it, to explain to people. I'm speaking of Fard Salat. Say, why we read two rakats Fajr time? You see, I'm here on the chair, so I'm touching this chair. I can tell you whether it's hot or cold, warm or cold. So we thank Almighty Allah for the sense of touching Allah has blessed us. Zuhur time we read 4 rakats. So why? We thank Almighty Allah for the sense of smell. We come from the right, from the left, from front, behind. We know whether the wife cooked biryani or akni or what. All the aroma is there already. Terrible smell, we just run away from all 4 directions. When we are reading Asr Salat, we thank Almighty Allah for the sense of hearing. We can hear the azan, north, south, east, west. We can hear so many things. When we perform our Maghrib Salat, we thanking Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for the sense of our eyes. We can see in front, right, left. We can't see behind. So these are logical reasons. Isha Salat, we're going to read just now. So remember that we thank Almighty Allah for Quwwat Zaika, the sense of taste. Whether it's solid or liquid, then it is sweet, it is sour, it's bitter, it's salty. These are the logical reasons regarding the units of prayer, the rakats of Salat. So my brothers, when we study human being, see today, I'm traveling on the road, you traveling, we see a mirage. When we come there, we see there's no water. From far, it looked like water, so you call this optical illusion. My own eyes, they deceived me. So it shows our senses are prone to error. Our own ears, our own eyes, our own thinking and thought process. Every day we are making mistakes. Every day we are seeing wrong, we are hearing wrong. And we see when the parliaments in various countries, they make decisions. They sign the constitution. After 1 year, 5 years, you know what happened this week. They say it's a historic week in South Africa's history. So amendment to the constitution. So remember, this is human being. But when you come to Islam, then there is something that is supra-logical. Let me give it to you in simple English, you'll understand. In South Africa, we call it robot. In other parts of the world, they call it traffic light. So you have green, you have orange, and you have red. So red is our desires. We desire this, we desire that, we desire things. Most of the time we desire haram things. So we in Islam, we have to suppress our desires. So stop. So if you want to be successful, وَأَمَّا مَنَ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. Whosoever fears standing in the court of Almighty Allah, and he controls his nerves and his desires and all these type of things, he suppresses it, he restrains it, so then he enters Jannah, that is his resting place. So that is desires. This orange, remember, is an intelligence, intellect Allah gives us. So when there's a conflict between desires and intelligence and intellect, then give your intelligence, your intellect preference. Desires will tell you, take the sugar, eat this, drink that. But we know we're suffering from diabetes, we're suffering from gout, we're suffering from this illness, that illness, Allah forbid. Therefore, learn the dua, beautiful dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the dua. Ya O beloved Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded and evil diseases. Hadith in Sunan Nasai and Abu Dawud. Nevertheless. So that is the orange, our intelligence and intellect. Then the green. And that is revelation. So your orange is your reasoning. So when there's a conflict between revelation and reason, you must always give preference to revelation. That is supra-logical. There's never an error and mistake in it. It comes directly from Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Take 1-2 incidents. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes to Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone, and addresses it, speaks to it. Says, innaka hajar la tadur wa la tanfa, you but a stone. You cannot cause me harm, you cannot cause me benefit. This is tawheed. Believing in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah. But because there is a conflict now between aql and naql, between reason and revelation, oh Hajar Aswad, I am going to kiss you. But you know why? Lawla ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qabbalaka ma qabbaltuka. Had I not seen the Master alayhi salatu salam kissing you, I would not have kissed you. So, Why do we need a final messenger? Because human being, and you can see worldwide today, the constitutions and the laws that are being passed in all parliaments today, different countries, they have so many problems. So you must remember that human being is prone to error, and then they have to bring amendments to the constitution and so forth. Islam say no. We give you a final constitution, we give you the Quran Sharif. For all times, all places, all circumstances. We go back to Uzbekistan. See, those of you who are Hafiz, those of you, your sons are Hafiz, daughters are Hafiza. You study Russian history. Lenin died in the year 1924. Subhanallah, the Quran Sharif is there in St. Petersburg. From Moscow, I went to St. Petersburg. He, Lenin, 2-3 months before his death, he signed the decree. And he wrote there that this book here is a holy book for the Muslims and for Islam and whatever words you. So give it to the people there in Uzbekistan, they are Muslims and so forth. So this Quran Sharif was taken in a vault, in a safe, and it was given to them there in Uzbekistan. And lo and behold, if you go to Tashkent, for those of you ulama, remember the old name was Shash, Usulu Shashi. So remember they hail from that part of the world. When you go to Tashkent, you visit that museum, so you will find the guards there, police there, the cameras there. And when you go nearer, you will see the ayat written, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Verily we have revealed this Quran Sharif, and surely we are the ones who protect it, no addition, no omission. And thereafter, you will see a certificate there, UNESCO certificate. This is the Quran Sharif, my brothers, original copy, which Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was reading. Wa wasaim, he was fasting. It was a Friday between Asr and Maghrib. The enemies came and they attacked him. They made him shaheed, and his blood stains are still there on that Quran Sharif. From where did that Quran Sharif come? From the Russians to the Muslim. Allah Jalla wa'ala preserve Imam Bukhari's grave. That same Allah preserved the Quran Sharif. Imagine from Russia it comes here, and today it is in the hands of the Muslims. So this is Allah. Reason and revelation. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala protects and preserves the revelation. The enemies can take all the Quran Sharifs and burn it, Allah forbid. We have millions of Hafiz throughout the world. So remember, that is Deenul Islam. So once you have the final constitution, no addition, no omission, the greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, you buy a car, you buy a computer, you buy, in the olden days, they used to give us a book, a manual. Nowadays they give you a CD, or they give you some computer gadget, that, you know, disk or whatever, you, and tell you everything is there, you must just read or listen to it. So brothers, we need, as human beings, someone to display to us, to show us. Quran is saying, Aqimu Salat. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Bukhari Sharif, Swallu kama ra'aytumuni uswalli. You perform your salat as you see me performing salat. You go for Hajj, Khudu anni manasikakum, hadith in Sahih Muslim. That people today, they get so confused. Hajj time, Umrah time, they don't know whether they're coming or going. You want something better? No. It's good, come near. Both your brothers come here near. I tell you a nice story. Come. Your brothers? Your brothers? Yeah, come here near. Come. What's your name? Shurahbil bin Hasana. He conquered Jordan. Your name? Huzaymah. Huzaymah, mashallah. Huzaymah bin Sabit, mashallah. Sahaba's name, mashallah. So, you know, there's one restaurant there in Makkah, Medina, it's called Al Baik. You know Al Baik restaurant? You heard of it? Alright. There's one, inshallah, your father, mother will take you. Al Baik. So there's one South African, he got lost, Hajj time. We tell him 100 times, you know. We tell them when you go out, please, in Ihram, everybody looks same and everything looks same also, especially for those who come. So this brother, he said, let me go for a little bit, you know, make one small tawaf here to check the things out, like, you know, they tell you. So he went, so he got lost. So now we can't find, so he went to the police. You understood? So he told the police, because he knows next to our tent in those days was this Al-Baik restaurant. So he went to tell the police, he don't know Arabic and police doesn't know English. So he told the police, Al-Baik, Al-Baik. So the police told him, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Shurabil, you understood? Khuzaimah, you understood? He told the police, Al-Baik, Al-Baik. Police say, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. So brothers, you must understand, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set the precedent for humanity, for posterity, in all walks of life. That is why the Master alayhi salatu salam was, is, will always be the most beloved to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and remember setting the precedent. I give you two incidents. Whether it is occasions of sadness and grief, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beloved son Ibrahim in this month of Rabiul Awwal is gasping, is sakarat, the Master alayhi salam starts crying. Sahaba are there, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu. These are the greatest people after Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. Wa anta ya Rasulallah, you also crying? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Abdurrahman bin Auf, innaha rahma. This is the mercy of Allah, O Abdurrahman. Innal ayna la tadma. My eyes are weeping. Wa innal qalba la yahzan. And my heart is so sad. See, teaching us hukukul ibad. We see our father going away. We see our mother passing away. We see our child leaving and passing away. So automatically, human nature, the tears will roll down. The sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. But the kamal is this, my brothers and sisters, is what? At the same time, simultaneously, you fulfill hukukullah and hukukul ibad. If today somebody's son who's the apple of the eye, the beautiful daughter, 4 or 5 years old, who you embrace and you kiss, suddenly she loves the person, see, why my daughter, Ya Allah? No. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا نَقُولْ إِلَّا مَا يُرْضِي رَبَّنَا. Ya Allah, we will never utter words except those words that are pleasing to you. So this is what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Occasions of joy, occasions of sadness, whatever the circumstances were, remember, he set the precedent. So therefore, we need a final messenger with a final message for all times, all places. Then this human being can get connected to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So therefore, Almighty Allah chose the best of the best. One incident and then I'll conclude. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow in Avondale and so forth regarding the Miladun Nabi and so forth. These children, yeah, they reminded me. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming from Makkah Mukarrama, Ghar Thawr, entering Masjid Quba in that area. There, the Najjar tribe were there. The Najjar tribe, Najjar is carpenters. These young daughters, subhanallah, they're going out to welcome the Master alayhi salatu salam. You see, we ordinary mortals, but these small children, they say, this chappi looks like a big giant, 6 feet tall. Let us come near him. Let's see what he will do. So we told them story of Al-Baik and Labbaik. They'll remember lifelong, inshallah. So these children are elated, excited. They never saw the Mubarak countenance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the master comes, is the Master alayhi salam in Thaniya's name, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. They don't know which one is Nabi alayhi salam and which one. Afterwards they come to know, obviously. But now the welcome starts. What did they say? See, this is what we need. Nahnu jawarin min bani najjari. Nahnu jawarin min bani najjari. We are the daughters of the Banu Najjar tribe. Ya habbada Muhammadun jari. How excellent today Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our neighbor. Do we want Nabi alayhi salam to be our neighbor? Do we want Nabi alayhi salam to be our neighbor? We all say yes, but how come we don't practice on the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam? How come we don't take the message of the messenger sallallahu alayhi salam? But the children of Medina, they understood that. And they took the master alayhi salam. They welcomed him and they said, Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. Ya habada Muhammadun jari. So inshallah, we will continue tomorrow at Avondale Masjid. Every day we will continue with different aspects, inshallah, at the different venues. We say Jazakumullahu khairan to all of you. Yeah, mashallah, the Imam, the trustees, and all the brothers, all the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Read abundant Durood Sharif. You hear this word Durood Sharif so many times. What does it mean, Durood Sharif? Go study the philology of it, the history of it. Durood means, it's a Farsi word in Persian, when you are running a big farm and you have a bumper crop. Now you're going to sell it, make maximum profit in minimum time. So we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we get so much benefit. We read Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Almighty Allah blesses us with so much reward. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Azza wa Jalla make us of those who love Almighty Allah unlimited, who love Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam unlimited. And may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala make us a means of hidayat for the entire human race. We make dua now to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Ashrafil Anbiya Mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم تطهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين Our Haji Abdul Bahwahab passed away. Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Ta'ala grant the family Sabri Jameel. Qala Allah Ta'ala fi shani habibi inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله بارك